Hey, it's the after show. Dun, 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 dun. That's our music.
Yeah. I love it. Sounds great.
Tony, Christy, and Nikki on Warm 101.3. Warm1013.com. You can share this with all your buddies and all your friends on your socials. We'd like that because we like making new friends.
Friends.
Yes, so, we like friends.
We need friends.
So somebody came up with a list of, I guess, like 100 top driving stuff. We were not going to do the 100, of course. And I'll always remember, you guys don't remember this song by a band called Golden Earring, which I'm sure you don't remember, but they had a song called Radar Love.
Oh, I remember that.
That song? And every time I hear that song, I think of my friend Randy, who got a speeding ticket to that song.
Oh, no.
It was so funny because he had a Corvette. So right away, you know you're going to get a speed. It's a gold Corvette. And I'll remember just where it was. It was on Howard Road in Gates. We pulled up next to each other at a light. We said, hey, nice car, blah, blah, blah. And Golden Earring comes on the radio, and he peels out. He peels out, and right behind him, all of a sudden, I hear,
oh,
it took the cop maybe 10 seconds.
Oh, boy. But
some of the driving songs, some of the Drive My Car by the Beatles, that was number 10. Little Red Corvette, Prince, that was came in at number 5. I Get Around by the Beach Boys was number 3. Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. That doesn't sound like a driving song. I know it's about
too
a car.
Slow.
It's too slow, but it's not a driving song. But you'll never guess the number one driving song. I love the tune. I just never thought of it as a driving song, but I get it. Springsteen, Born to Run.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. I never thought of that as a driving song either. That's the thing.
Yeah, that is a great, great tune. We do a little Springsteen in my set now too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm so bummed, Tony, that I didn't get to come.
Oh, I know. We had a fun night. Our Friday night show on Webster was not our best show, okay?
Aw.
We had some, you know, we were rusty. But Saturday night, we were together, and it was like a couple of the guys in the band thought it was the best show ever. I thought it was maybe the second or third best show ever, but it was, when things work, it's just, you know, there's nothing like that feeling when you're up on stage and things are working, and it's just, you know. And I will say this. We get people asking us to keep playing and keep playing, but at the end of the show, we hear some yelling coming from all the benches and stuff at the beach.
Right.
And they're saying, more!
Yes!
We want more! We want more! And I would have played for another hour. I really would have played for another hour. You know, I don't care about the money. I want to split.
Right.
But, you know, the guys were, you know, our sound guy had been there since 1 in the afternoon, and it's now 10 o'clock at night. And he was also a guitar player, okay? So it's like he was already tearing down. He's ready to go home. He had an hour drive home. And I said, how torn down are you? He says, man, I got to go. I says, okay. But what a great feeling. Because, you know, probably 50 people, we want more. It was great.
That's awesome.
Great. So we're playing at the Henrietta Amphitheater on the 16th. That's a Friday night. So
oh, wow.
I'm sure you guys
okay.
will have baseball and can't come. But
yep.
But
what
it's okay.
day?
Friday night, July 16th.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball is what's filling my life.
It should. At this point in your life, with two little guys who play baseball and one for Christy, it should. I mean, believe me, when my kids were that age, my daughter was playing Little League baseball. It was where I was all the time. And she started playing fast pitch softball. I was there all the time. I loved every minute of it.
I love it, too. Did you see my video? I'm very loud.
I haven't seen your video yet.
Carol Ann McBride, she listens to us. She said, I love your enthusiasm. You are such a great mama, and I guarantee Nate knows it.
Yes.
I said, I do get into it.
I was thinking of you, Christy, because I know Nate pitches.
Yes.
And he had thrown a no-hitter, right?
A no-hitter, yeah, last week.
I learned how to get a workout as a mom while you're at these games.
Okay.
When your son is pitching.
Oh.
Boy, do you get a glute workout. I'm like, squeeze.
Oh, yes, happens, I know what you mean.
Know? It just happens. You tighten up
exactly.
all over the places. They're up. And so I'm like, my butt's hurting by the time he's done.
But you're doing Kegels without even knowing
it's
it.
It's very stressful when they're pitching, isn't it?
It's so stressful.
Oh, so
but I was
stressful.
So happy. It started off a little... then he got pretty good, and he got in the strike zone.
Yeah.
And he came and told his dad, he was like, see, Dad, I told you I just needed to warm up.
Oh, was that the younger one or the older?
Yes, yes,
oh,
the younger
it?
One's playing
awesome.
The All-Stars.
Oh, my goodness, I love it.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
I drove, you know, on my gig on Friday night in Webster, I drove by the fields where Leslie used to play, right?
Yeah.
They're huge now. They've added a huge playground, and they've added more fields. I almost teared up because I mean, just driving by that place made me think, oh my God, she was so young.
Aww.
And so was I. But
which one was it? Do you remember?
What do you mean?
The field.
That's on Empire Boulevard. I don't know the name of it.
Because we've been to a few
of them. No, I'm sorry. Not Ridge Road, not Empire. The one on Ridge Road. Okay. Yeah, I mean, and it was just, it's a complex that's just magnificent. I just brought back so many memories because I haven't been by there in a long time. But yeah, I do miss going. I tell you what I don't miss. When my daughter was playing baseball, you know, fast pitch in high school, and April games when it was snowing sideways. I remember being at Churchville Chili when it was snowing sideways and they're playing fast pitch softball.
What is happening?
I'm thinking, you got to play a spring sport, you know?
Yeah, girl.
But no, I don't miss that. But yeah. I do miss watching them go play sports. But yeah, awesome stuff. So who's optimistic here about the rest of 2021? Anyone?
I am.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I think I am too, believe it or not. I'm usually not an optimistic person.
I know. Well, 2/3 of us are optimistic.
Huh.
And the rest of us are kind of pessimistic. You know.
So what are you about the rest of the year?
I'm very optimistic about the rest of the year. Okay. Very. Now, only 26% of us are very optimistic. I'm in that.
Sorry. You're not just optimistic. You're
very optimistic.
Very optimistic.
Yes. And
okay.
It's because I believe in the power of positive thinking. And I
all
think
right.
And I believe that if you send out positive vibes, people will pick up. And since I have a little megaphone here that I can send out positive vibes to more than one person at a time, I like to do that. That's what my life's about. So I'm hoping that, you know, maybe it's you catch my infection, if you say what I'm saying. That's maybe not the greatest way to put that at this point in time.
Yeah. Now is not the good time to be saying catch my infection.
Tony is spreading it.
I know. That's funny. I thought
all
of this the other
Rochester.
Day. You know,
all over.
If Marvel came up with a superhero that had a power of he could kill you by breathing on you, that would be like, you know, you can amazing superpower, right?
Oh, yeah, right now,
But then all of us have that power. It's not so amazing.
No.
So, but I'm very concerned about this Delta variant.
Oh, gosh.
I'm hoping that we can, you know, get more people vaccinated because that's going to help. Even people who are vaccinated, they're saying you should wear a mask because of that Delta variant. And I know it's more in the South than it is up here, but that's just a matter of time probably. And I know being outside is good because it's, you know, tougher to get it. But geez, I just hope that we can get through this and not screw this up because we're so close to the finish line. You know,
right. Well, Tony, I think it was Australia already has like a lockdown and all that stuff. So keep in mind, if we don't get enough people vaccinated, this we could go back into lockdowns.
I know. I know.
Just so, yeah.
And we'll have no one to blame but ourselves.
And I really want to throw away those masks, but I'm holding on to them because
I am too. Yeah. So.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, so let's encourage folks to get vaccinated. Okay, that's I'll never understand. We're helping you get well. What's the deal here, gang? You know, I just don't understand it. So, what else, ladies?
Oh, what else?
I got another game tonight. So you know, we had our two little league baseball games over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I was out there Saturday and Sunday, and now they won, so they're going to the championship game tonight.
Good for
you.
Wow. Yeah.
So hopefully you'll be awake tomorrow.
Yeah, and I've turned into Christy. Like, I get so excited. I'm, like, jumping up and down. I'm the head cheerleader.
Mm-hmm. See?
Good. It's easy to get there, isn't it?
It is. It's exciting. It's fun. It is my most, like, Jason and I talk about it all the time. It's our favorite thing to do is watch Nate play sports. Mm-hmm. Any sport. Jason takes it a step further because he even likes to watch him practice. Sometimes it's a little boring for me.
Well, just do me a favor. Just make sure he gets drafted by the Yankees because they need all the help they can get because they really suck, and I don't see that turning around for 10 years. So please.
Work on that?
Yeah. Okay. I know he likes the Pittsburgh Pirates? What's his favorite team?
He just likes Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Does
he have a favorite baseball?
Pirates are there. I don't know that he does,
Start
Tony.
Indoctrinating him into the New York Yankees.
Okay. He does have Yankee stuff, so
good.
I'm guessing if there is one, it is
okay.
The Yankees.
Oh, indoctrinate him because we need him.
Because the Celtics are his basketball team, the Steelers are his
football team.
Football, so I think the Yankees are his baseball.
Good. He could probably start for them now, to be honest with you. I mean, couldn't do any worse.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Here comes the train.
It's a Nate train.
Nate train.
See, he's already got the nickname. I mean,
just
don't make him a star. He'll be on TV. He's just stupid. I'm crazy. All right, kids. That's the podcast. Share it with your friends on all your socials. It's available at warm1013.com. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sweet.